All right, everybody. Welcome to Fortnightly Astrology with Fiona Edgar and Craig Simpson. Craig Simpson from RadiantCreators.com. Fiona Edgar, that is FionaEdgar.com, I believe. What's your website?
My website is FionaEdgar.com, or you can look me up on Facebook, Fiona Edgar, AEDGAR. Just shoot me a friend request. I post daily astrology updates most days. You can also find me in Parler.
Yes. Okay. So that's how you find us. And of course, I'm always easy. Just RadiantCreators.com. It's all there. So here we are. This is Fortnightly Astrology. What is the date today? It is the November 12th, 2020. So Fiona, how you doing? And what is the stars looking like the next fortnight?
Okay, so today we actually have the final conjunction between Jupiter and Pluto in Capricorn. This conjunction has already happened twice this year. So the first time was in April, and the second time was in June. This is pretty big and really reflects the current climate. So the planet Jupiter, it amplifies, it expands the sign that it's traveling through, and it also expands any aspects that it's making to other planets. Pluto is the planet of power, transformation, it destroys, it restructures. So when you blend this with Jupiter, there's really nothing subtle about it in this battle that we're in for power in the US. And also in Europe, as we continue to lose all of our basic freedoms over a virus that has a 99% recovery rate. We're also witnessing the restructuring of the economy. So that's leading to the inevitable massive financial crash that's coming, which we can see in the stars. It's reflected by next year, Saturn in Aquarius is starting to fight with Uranus in Taurus. So that's all about the financial crash that's coming. But this Jupiter-Pluto conjunction is actually exact in 2 hours. So it's 19:27 UK time. And at 21:38 UK time is when this aspect is going to be exact. My suggestion to anyone listening to this podcast is to meditate as soon as you can tonight. Send good vibes to and just focus on the truth coming out and the good guys winning, coming up on top, and not letting the globalists win. So we're really focusing on a global event that's happening. Don't really bring your personal life into it. We're focusing on the good guys winning and coming up on top. This Jupiter-Pluto conjunction is going to be an awesome time for any kind of focused intent. So that's my suggestion for this evening. Pluto rips open anything that is false and based on a lie. It dismantles the false society that we live in piece by piece. So do prepare for some truth bombs, both on global and personal levels. So that's the big aspect that's happening today. So the next major event that we have is on the 14th, 2 days from now, and that's when Mars finally goes direct. Hallelujah. That Amen. Mars direct Woo. Was... Yes, indeed. So Mars and the sign of Aries are actually connected to the head. And I have had like a terrible headache on and off for about a week now. So probably other people out there have been getting migraines. And the energy is just off the charts, insane at the moment. I'm finding it really hard to get to sleep at night because honestly, since the selection thing started, like I haven't been able to think about anything else. I was talking with like some of my girlfriends there a couple of days ago, and none of us had got dressed in like 3 days. We were all in our pajamas. My hair kind of looks like I've stuck my fingers in an electrical socket. So like the energy is just off the charts. It's just really hard to get anything done. Now, it is good that Mars is going direct. However, the next couple of days are going to be really volatile. So just be careful when you're driving. People are going to be going on like rants and you know, stuff like that on the internet. But there is a risk of violence when the God of War starts to station into a direct motion. This Mars retrograde has actually been really favorable in Trump's chart, for the most part. So let's just see what it pulls out of his sleeve whenever it goes direct. So on the same day, the Sun is in sextile to Pluto. The following day, the Sun is sextile to Jupiter and there's a new moon. So during those 2 days, this new moon is actually a really good positive lunation. Actually, one of the most positive ones that we've had in a while, because the new moon in Scorpio is all about, first of all, it's a new journey that we're taking. Scorpio is all about truth. It's about investigation, going beneath the surface, psychology, secrets being revealed. And when this new moon is so positively aspected to Pluto and Jupiter, whatever comes out, it's going to be really good for us on a kind of spiritual level. So I'm not really seeing any issues connected to that. The main thing really is going to be like the short tempers of people around you, and just, you know, getting into like road rage incidents. Be careful when you're driving, please, because people are going to be sloppy and not paying attention. Wow, the 15th is a huge day. There's so many aspects happening on the one day. So it's worth bearing in mind that any aspect shortly before the new moon and shortly after, well, they're going to be present in the chart of the new moon. So on that same day, Venus is making a square to Pluto. Square is a bit of a harsh aspect. Venus is the planet of love, pleasure, beauty. And Pluto is this destroyer and like dominator and transformer. When they come together, you may have a couple of issues that day in your love life. Maybe someone is kind of, you know, throwing their power around a little bit too much, or maybe someone's being a bit controlling. You could be having some financial issues. You may be feeling obsessed on that day about a person or a situation, you know, or a thing. That's another possibility. So lots of intensity. You know, I think that is the word that I'm looking for to describe this energy. It's just intense. You know, it's boiling. It's like a pot on the stove and it's about to boil over. So it's you need to find a way to keep yourself feeling positive and healthy. Don't let your health suffer because of like the political situation in the world. Mars is also connected to your vitality and the amount of energy that you have, you know, how you're feeling. When you're constantly glued to this, and I've had to literally turn off my phone because you just want to keep looking to see what the updates are and what the current situation is. Just go and breathe, go outside. Like we always say, you have to keep your energy levels in a good place if you want the world to change, because all of our energy makes up the world. You know, it affects everything. Even people that don't care about the election are finding it difficult to sleep. Have you noticed that? And the reason is because we're all picking up on the collective energies around the world. And the world is everyone is sitting on the edge of their seats. So keep yourself grounded, eat good food, put on some nice relaxing music, do a meditation. So the next aspect that we have is on the 16th of November. It's not an overly bad aspect at all. So Venus is in square to Jupiter. The only real issues with Jupiter is that it tends to blow stuff out of proportion, or you can go to excess. Venus square Jupiter is the typical overspending aspect. Put your credit cards away on that day. So the 17th of November, Mercury is opposite Uranus. So this is a bit of a big day here. This is unexpected news, unexpected information. It falls in the fixed signs of Scorpio and Taurus. This makes a T-square with Joe Biden's chart. So it's worth looking to see if what comes out of the closet on that day, the 17th of November. On the 19th of November, the sun is in sextile to Saturn. Also on the same day, Venus squares Saturn. So your love life is probably going to be a little bit dull or unsatisfying on that day. Sun sextile Saturn is a good aspect, but it's more, that's a day to focus more on work and being productive. Romance is not going to happen. So you like might as well do something, do some work, learn something, research. On the 21st of November, Venus, we've got a lot of Venus aspects in these next 2 weeks. So Venus, the goddess of love, enters Scorpio. Oh, boys.
My. Oh, goodness.
Yes. So this is like Venus is considered to be in its fall when it transits through the underworld of Scorpio. So Venus is all about love and pleasure. And when she moves through Scorpio, she can, first of all, become very obsessive, intense, jealous, possessive. We can suffer for the people that we love when Venus is transiting through the sign of death. I know a lot of women that have Venus in Scorpio, and you know, all of them are so intense and they find it hard to let go of past partners. So the best way to deal with this energy is to, I don't know, go and listen to some O negative, go and wear your black leather trousers, put on some Dior Poison, and just channel those energies into art or writing or like watching some creepy movies. And it is, you know, the potential for very deep emotional bonding is there. But don't go overboard and become like too obsessive or jealous, because Venus in Scorpio is a very jealous placement. And we all become a little bit Venus in Scorpio when she transits through that sign. So also on the same day, 21st of November, the sun enters Sagittarius. So when the sun enters Sag, we start to focus on the bigger picture. We're less concerned with small details and more concerned with the truth, because Sagittarius is a sign that is connected to truth and also the justice system. So let's see where that goes. Sagittarius is optimistic, it's joyful, it's a spiritual sign. We'll all become a little bit more Sagittarian during this transit. The following day, Mercury makes a minor aspect to Mars. So the thing about Sagittarius is that sometimes they can speak without thinking. They kind of blurt stuff out, or it comes across in the wrong way, or they offend people without meaning to. So that, along with the Mercury in conjunct Mars, the following day, you need to watch your words, okay? Especially stuff that you write on the internet, because remember, all of those future employers are going to be looking through your news feeds. Yeah, maybe that's why you should join Parler. On the 24th of November, Mercury, the planet of communication, is going to be making a beautiful trine to Neptune. So this is a really spiritual day. You may really not feel like talking much on this day, but your mind, your meditations, your spiritual, your creativity, your imagination is going to be very strong. If you're musically gifted, it's a really good day to make some music also. And we end this fortnight on the 26th of November, when the sun is making a beautiful healing aspect to Chiron. So good relationships with men, good news. Just a good vibe on that day. And that is the astrology for the fortnight.
I will be looking forward to the 26th. That sounds good. Some healing energy into Chiron. So yeah, where that falls in a person's chart, they can look there, because there's something there for you, you know? Wow. Well, yeah, a lot of what you're saying is powerful. I mean, 21st, sun in Sagittarius, I'll take that. And Sagittarius, the truth seeker, We could definitely use some truth seeking here in the US, that's for sure. And I'm so glad that Mars retro is ending. The end of this Mars retrograde has been usually when it ends for me, it just ends. But this time, gosh, that transit, that shadow period, oh, I could use a break personally.
Yeah.
You know, wow. So, well, before we talk about cosmic weather, because there certainly is some heavy cosmic weather in the air, if everyone has not noticed, how are the cards looking for this fortnight?
Okay. Yep, so I already pulled the cards, and I always pull three, but then sometimes a fourth one jumps out on its own. The one that jumped out this week is the Eight of Cups. So the Eight of Cups really symbolizes someone leaving a situation, a person, a job, a home, to go out on their own, right? Now, as you all know, I always use my Game of Thrones cards because I love the Game of Thrones. And on this particular card, it's the image is of Jon Snow. And when he left the Wall, and he was going off on his own to meet up with, I think it was the King Beyond the Wall or something like that. So the symbolism here is of someone that is leaving their comfort zone to go off on an adventure. Someone that is very brave, that has taken on a hell of a lot. But this person does have supportive friends, colleagues, whatever, standing behind them. So anyways, that's the card that's crowning the reading. The other three cards I got was the Moon, the Four of Wands, and the Two of Coins. The Moon is a bit of a confusing card. So first of all, it can be about the truth being concealed, but it's not always about that. It's about illusions. It's about the Moon and, you know, casting illusions. And it can be about deception. It's about fantasy. It's about, you know, those kind of like more negative Neptune aspects. But the Moon is also about your intuition, because if you think about Cancers, like if you have a Cancer friend or a Cancer family member, their intuition is totally spot on. Like, they're almost never wrong unless someone tries to talk them out of it. So again, we kind of say to everyone, believe your intuition, please. More so than what anyone says, the media, your friends, whatever, us, just go with your own intuition. It's the only way that you're going to build it. So that was the first card. The Four of Wands is a good card. It can signify a marriage, okay, because there's a couple on this card. If it's not related to a romantic situation, it can signify something going to the next level and someone getting past a hurdle, moving forwards into something that's going to be fruitful and successful. So the last card is the Two of Coins. It can be about karmic debt, okay? It is about finances because it's a coins or pentacle card. It's about something that goes up and down in a roller coaster. This is what the next couple of weeks are going to be like for all of us who are really closely following this election. Even if you're not, if you're sensitive to energy, it's going to be an emotional roller coaster for you, because it's just, we're just unstable at the moment. The whole world is unstable. So all of these three cards together, the first thing that came to my mind when I was looking at them was obviously something to do with the election, right? I think that's fairly obvious here. But on a more kind of individual level, I felt that someone was having difficulties within a marriage. And this is a marriage, and there are not a number of children involved. So I feel like someone has broken up, or there's been some kind of pressure coming from too many outside external influences, people whispering in, you know, each other's ears or this person's ears and giving them some really bad advice. So back to the moon card, this person really needs to listen to their own intuition and their own voice, because I see someone in the background that, just to go all Game of Thrones on you again, you remember the character Littlefinger, and he was like so two-faced and he was disloyal, but he was really smart and he knew how to play all of those people off against each other. So he was basically like a narcissistic triangulator. Someone is dealing with this, with a person similar to that, in that they are shit-stirring, excuse the language. But yeah, they need to keep their eyes open because it's kind of fake and they're leading them away from actually a very loving and beautiful relationship. But I do see this being resolved. It's always going to be a bit up and down here for this couple, but they need to kind of take out the trash. That's all that I'm getting from these cards. I hope all of you are well. Just drop us a comment if the cards resonate with you.
Well, Jon Snow and Littlefinger, that's quite a contrast there in the cards, because Jon Snow, I mean, for Game of Thrones, what a conflicted, difficult character. I mean, that's one of those heroes that just suffers. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, they don't really win. I mean, Jon Snow, just like this, this sort of tortured hero. And then you've got Littlefinger, the ultimate narcissist, the ultimate kind of, like, I think everyone's got a Littlefinger in their family. Mm-hmm. You probably do, or you at least work with one, and they're all drastically different. So really, like, that contrast of, you know, duty to a higher ideal at the sacrifice of your life, of all happiness, really, versus the absolute narcissist who's completely self-centered. And I would say, as we cruise into the cosmic weather, that definitely does summarize the current situation here in the U.S. I'd say so. There's your two battling factions.
Yeah, and you know what? Actually, I had totally forgotten about this, but one of my friends on Facebook, she mentioned that in the last podcast, I brought up Amy Coney, you know, from the Supreme Court, and I totally forgotten about that. So yeah, like that was the first thing that came into my mind, and it does look like, you know, this is going to go to the, hopefully going to go to the Supreme Court. So let's see how it all pans out. I mean, in terms of predicting who is going to win the election, I've always called it for Trump, like from the beginning of the year. Astrology is not set in stone. It's not fortune telling. But I will say that both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have some pretty awful astrology coming their way in November and December. So Trump's is actually much, much better. So let's see.
Yeah, well, if Amy Coney, she may end up being the Jon Snow of the Supreme Court, and that'd be pretty cool. I mean, that's a difficult role to play, but it definitely is honorable. That's for sure. Honorable for a judge. That kind of has a ring to it, doesn't it? So I like it. Self-sacrifice, doing the right thing, regardless of, you know, the mess it makes of you. Gosh, you know, isn't that funny when you think of Jon Snow? It just kind of makes you sad, doesn't it? Just thinking of Jon Snow, kind of, I shouldn't say bring you down, but it just realizes, like, wow, that heroic journey of good character. We always think about the hero as always winning. Then you look at a Jon Snow and you realize, no, actually, most of the time, the hero's life kind of shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Anyone at the moment, you know, in the present day, who is kind of fighting in this spiritual war that we're in, they, you know, their lives are really tough because, like we've discussed before, there is like a very dark, evil energy that's kind of controlling the world at the moment. And it acts as some kind of almost like this homing device when you are, like, say, doing readings or healing people, or you're speaking the truth and you're actually doing something good. It mercilessly attacks you. And, you know, that can involve a lot of loss through your relationships, attacks, So Jon Snow is like this kind of tragic hero, and he is aware that his spiritual mission in life is much, much bigger than his personal relationships.
No, it definitely is. And I watched some of the Game of Thrones series, and I only, I have to admit, I only read like maybe 3/4 of the first book. That's all I've ever read as far as the Game of Thrones. But I realized that, wow, the books are, of course, deeper than the show, you know? And yeah, Jon Snow is a good one to contemplate as we move into 2021, because definitely there is that, that I think in the books, he might be really the hero of our times. So it's a good card to come up, because he's a good one to contemplate, you know, because before a person takes on that heroic journey, I think Jon Snow is a good one to contemplate, because that's usually all it offers if you're lucky. So, well,
yeah, you know, Jon Snow is actually quite a Chiron type of person, because, you know, he grew up without really knowing anything about his family. His real family, like in the mythology of Chiron, Chiron was rejected by his mother, and he was adopted by the god Apollo, and that's where he learned all of his, you know, his noble gifts. So yeah, Jon Snow is very much a Chironic type of character.
Oh, I like that. That is an amazing way to look at it. You know, Jon Snow as Chiron in the books and. In the series, in the TV series. I mean, that's amazing. I like that thought. That's a very good, you know, metaphor. Jon Snow as metaphor for Chiron. Because, I mean, yeah, if a person mm-hmm. wanted to understand Chiron better, just get to know Jon Snow. That's Chiron. That's mm-hmm. perfect. So,
yeah,
great cards. Well, I know for myself, I'm glad that Mars is coming to an end of its retrograde period. I mean, for me personally, as we think about psychic weather a bit, like, it has definitely been a warrior transmutation for me, you know, that, I would just call it that, you know, because I can get into endless details, but it would take forever. But basically it has been an intense, like, you know, how do you fight? How do you have power in the world and such like that? And especially like here in the elections, we have a lot of stuff going on, and in our country, much change. We have, you know, we're kind of in the middle of this sort of, you know, battle between fundamental American ideals being reawoken and at the same time, this sort of like neo-Bolshevik revolution. Like, it's really the most intense time I've ever seen. And I'm 50, I'm not that old, but it's really made me do a complete, and I mean, from the ground up warrior, you know, transmutation. You know, what does it mean to be a warrior? So this Mars retrograde has definitely been a deep one for me. I mean, have you noticed anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just been intense on an energetic level. I think everyone's been feeling it, but also, I mean, I have been feeling very warrior-like, and at times you just don't know what to do with that energy, because it's not like first, we don't live in the States, but so many people are rooting for Trump over here, you know, in Ireland where I live, and in the UK, but it's not like we can do anything really to help except share stuff on the internet. But yeah, I mean, that energy is just, it's an insane time that we live in. I mean, my own country, Northern Ireland, like, I don't even really follow our politics, because they can't really decide on anything. They are totally dominated by the globalists. It's the same in the Republic of Ireland. You know, it's far worse down there. They're just trying to turn it into like a kind of leftist rubbish bin, really. And Ireland is such a beautiful country. So we're all rooting for Trump because, you know, if someone wins somewhere, that's going to give us some hope.
Well, America always has been that shining city on the hill. You know, that's kind of our role in the world. And, you know, Reagan was very, very correct when he said that, you know, if America falls, there's nowhere left to go. That's it, you know. So yeah, really, you know, the health of the dignity of the individual, you know, of our constitution in this country, I do think it is, you know, it is a shining city on the hill. It is a light. It is an example. It means that the globalists, the technocracy, you know, the evil empire, it hasn't won. You know, as long as America has a bit of dignity left, it's the fight is still on, you know? Yeah. And so it's a big time here. I mean, I felt like, I'm sure it corresponds to a lot that's going on in the world right now. I don't want to make it just about America and our election, but I think around the election night here, especially when things went funny, you know, when the fix started, you know, when the shenanigans started, which are blatantly obvious, many people seem to feel like an explosion in the astral, like an explosion mm-hmm. psychically. And it seems like ever since the election, people who are, well, not the election, but the usual election followed by the shenanigans, this sort of battle that we're in that ultimately is definitely happening in the astral, is definitely happening psychically and physically. A lot of people I know who are extremely strong, you know, myself included, are just wiped out because you feel it. It seems like everybody I know who's got a connection to their soul, you know, connection to their source, who can feel nature, feel the planet, you know, everybody who's tuned in to whatever extent they are and whichever, you know, however they are, everyone seems really beat, really tired. Like I'm noticing people that usually are always sort of vibrant, they all look a bit tired and run down. It seems like everybody is feeling the reality of there are some extremes happening. You know, I know it's bigger than the American election cycle, but definitely it's a coincidence. It's coinciding. It's all kind of happening at once, sort of. So for anybody out there, if you're feeling like kind of run through, you know, if you're feeling a bit exhausted, if you're just feeling this sort of intensity, this stress, this pensive energy, I think that at least everybody that I know so far is really feeling this astral, this psychic battle that's happening. And there's something so big happening right now. I think it involves all of humanity. And, you know, I can't necessarily completely define it, but I certainly can feel it going on. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, what you're describing really is like the Mars retrograde energy. You know, it's like trying to even just get up and go about your day. And it's like trying to walk through quicksand. But we're going to be, even when it goes direct, we'll shadow period until January. So, you know, that's when the new president or the current president, whatever it's going to be, you know, we'll know for sure who it will be by that stage. So, yeah, this energy has wiped me out. It really has. Like, I have in my birth chart, I've got Mars rising. So I'm this kind of super Martian energetic person usually. And it has just been foggy and murky. And I feel like I've been getting way more done in my dreams than actually in my daily physical life. You know, my dreams have been super intense recently. I've been dreaming a lot about snakes, honestly, like nearly every night. You know, I dreamt about this ancient snake goddess, and her energy to me was very real. And I mentioned it to one of my friends, and he was like, oh yeah, they kind of found evidence that in Scandinavia, there was this goddess that was worshipped, you know, this mother snake goddess. So that was a really good sign for me, because snakes obviously shed their skins. You know, it's this cycle of reincarnation. It's the never-ending kind of circle and cycle of life. But yeah, I've been feeling exactly the same way that you have been.
Yeah, so just kind of the fortnightly astrology and psychic weather support group here. I can tell everybody, you know, if you're feeling it, it's a good thing. Because, you know, if you're feeling that energy, then you're not taken away. You're not delusional, basically, is what yeah. my take on it. If you're feeling that energy, you're one of the lucky ones, because you're not lost in the, you know, delusional battle, I guess you might say. You know, you're definitely rooted in the truth, because that astral explosion was something very, very powerful. And, you know, I think we all felt that shockwave go through us. And I think everybody's, you know, recovering from that. This is an intense time. And also the Schumann resonance has had some extreme spikes in it recently. And yeah, it's had some real spiky times. So definitely yesterday was really spiky for a while, kind of white hot. So, and I guess my last thoughts for the, you know, psychic weather that I would throw out there is, it does feel like truth has a new energy, you know, and it's just really transformative on the earth right now. And when I was meditating this morning, I could feel this, like this, just this truth energy. And it felt like red hot lava and frozen porcelain kind of mixed. And it had the sound that it was radiating. It was really something. So I think that we are really in quite the moment in our in our history, in our now, whatever you want to call it. This is just an intense scrap time. And it is true, like you mentioned, with a financial crash coming. I mean, that may happen regardless of who's elected over here in the US, and then of course globally, like really with the whole corona thing and the lockdowns and the hassle, that's like the earthquake. But the financial fallout, even though we're already seeing it, it really is going to happen soon, because we've got an earthquake and everybody knows to run to the high ground. Well, we know to run to the high ground. If you got hit by the shockwave of the astral explosion, you know, head to the high ground, start, you know, how are you going to deal with this? But a lot of people, yeah, they don't know that. And so I think that we're in a moment of that tsunami is coming. And as far as that financial crash, I mean, since I kind of trade for a living, basically, I see it. You know, I would say that most astrologers that I know, that I respect, that are good, they saw Trump winning. And, you know, most psychics I know, and then most people who are study election numbers and things like that, everyone kind of saw Trump winning. And most people still have that faith in him winning, because I look at being a trader. Traders just deal in reality. That's one of the things I love about it. And traders read the market like astrologers read stars. And one thing that, regardless of a person's bias politically, that traders are getting ready for on a big scale, for real, is if Biden wins, we're planning to short the market, because with his, he's already talking about a lockdown, you know, at like the federal level in this country. Well, pretty much it's the Great Depression times many over, you know, and that's just the reality of the market. So I hope that financial crash that you're seeing isn't Biden winning.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a tsunami that was caused by this lock, you know, by the corona nonsense. You know, we'll see which it was, but if Trump wins and that tsunami comes in, we'll be able to deal with it. If Biden wins and the tsunami comes in with it, hey, regardless of a person's political leanings, traders are basically shorting the market while they watch the world burn.
Yeah.
And that's my psychic weather, if that's truly psychic weather.
Well, you know, I mean, at least over here, like they still haven't, the restaurants and the bars and that they were allowed to open for a few months over the summer, and they've closed them again. So over here, at least, we're definitely looking at just the complete destruction of our hospitality industry. So regardless of who is elected, like we will definitely be going through that. I will say that Biden's astrology is perfect next year, along with Hillary Clinton's, because they both have a lot of planets in Scorpio, and Hillary Clinton has some in Leo, and Biden has, I think, one thing in Leo. The Saturn Uranus square is going to be like just doing some very bad things to both of their charts. So it's the planet of karma. The karma train is coming. So let's just leave it at that. But yeah, in terms of energy, this energy that we're living through is so magically potent that even if you cannot even be bothered getting dressed, go and make a sigil, right? If you're, I follow the Northern traditions. So I made my sigil out of a bind ring. So if you're from, you know, Northern Europe, you can work with the runes and create your own bind ring, which is like a sigil with, you know, an intention, finances, new job, you know, etc. Or you can use some other currents for charging the sigil. So make yourself one and like stick it above your, you know, stick it above your, and just kind of forget about it and let it absorb all of this energy because it has to go somewhere.
Oh, that's really something. I mean, I know about a sigil as far as manifesting, you know, creating one, but you're mentioning like a sigil to help absorb some of this energy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it will absorb the energy. You can charge it with the energy, but it's going to do whatever you tell it to do. So if you make it with the intention of increasing your wealth, increasing your finances, getting a new job or something along those lines, you can charge it with the current energy because there's so much psychic energy being created all around the earth right now.
And that's something that, yeah, we definitely should touch on for sure, because it's easy to forget at this time, but the portal is open, reality is shattered. It's wonderful. You know, that's kind of how I felt that Red Hot Lava and Frozen Porcelain kind of mixing together these two absolute crazy different forces. But yes, our manifestation ability right now is powerful. So yeah, while you're going through this difficult time, this energy, which, you know, if the shockwave hits you, be grateful, because it means that you are truly alive in body, mind, and spirit. So be thankful, you know? And as you pick yourself up and dust yourself off, yes, realize that now is the time. All that energy that knocked you over, that you're feeling, that and more is there for the parallel society that's being built. And there's really no fixing this one. There's a new one being built outside of it. And yeah, really, this is a great time to, and it's a good reminder, you know, for me too, is to, you know, reinforce my sigils and focus on those, because, you know, we don't, you know, I say it in a respectful way, you know, we don't owe the world a damn thing. We're here for us. And ultimately, mm-hmm. you're part of a parallel society that's being created. So, you know, it's almost like, focus on your sigils, your dreams, your hopes. And really, that's the future. I don't know what's going to happen to this mess that's going on right now. I really don't. I don't, you know, but I do know that the future is something that we're all tapped into. And definitely our compass for that will be those sigils that we create at this time, for sure, like mm-hmm. you're saying.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, I think that's about it really for the fortnight. Some kind of intense energies coming in, focus on your spiritual life, do your self work. But the new moon is bringing in a better energy. So it's not going to be as chaotic and unstable as it was for the last 2 weeks.
For sure. Yeah. Well, thank you, Fiona, for hopping in. You know, this has been a great fortnightly astrology, everybody. I look forward to getting this posted, and you know, we're all kind of Jon Snow right now, but we can be a happy, swaggering Jon Snow who just like stayed with the wildlings. I always wondered, I'm like, what is he, all these people? Just, if that was me personally, the show would have ended right there. Anyway, everybody, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.